presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
The way we've been brought up from childhood, from the age of 2 to 7 is really the most critical time, they say, scientifically speaking, that you get downloads, continual downloads into your subconscious. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And you hear things like, we can't afford it. And money doesn't grow on trees. And if you don't get a great education, you're not going to make it. Or you're going to be just like your dad. And we hear that stuff. And when you're that young, you don't know any better and how to stand against that. The Bible says take every thought captive. But when you're 2 to 7, you can't take every thought captive because you don't even know the scriptures. You understand? And so they just bombard you. My biggest problem with my life, two of them, was sickness and no money. Boy, my parents could teach that stuff like you can't imagine. I mean, they were great teachers for the enemy. Now, they didn't know. They loved Jesus. They loved him with all their hearts. They were strong, firm Catholics. My dad read the Bible from cover to cover, I don't know how many times. But they didn't understand about faith and things that we talk about now. You know, Martin Luther,
the great reformist of the 15th century,
he was the same. He believed all that trash that my parents believed. But then God gave him a revelation that it's not by works, it's by faith. And when he got that revelation, he got excommunicated. When he came up with the truth. You see, we get so used to a lie that we can't receive a truth. That's a sad thing. We get so used to people lying and the lies in our lives, that when the truth comes, it's a doctrine in our life, we push the truth away. When Jesus came, they couldn't receive him. The truth, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. They rejected the truth. Why? Because they believed the lie. And they couldn't change. So we believe the lie. And it's in your subconscious. And your subconscious goes out to get whatever's in there. Your subconscious now is not your conscious thinking. Your subconscious is sub, like a submarine, under the ground, under, subconscious. So when you look it up, the heart is referred to in the concordances as soul. And so now when the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, same word, soulless realm, the heart. The spirit is pneuma, which is like a wind, a breath. Remember in the beginning, God created us in his image and likeness. And then he breathed life into us. Now your subconscious, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, there's that word again, the soul is from, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in my subconscious is what I'm speaking. That's why God says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of your tongue. So it's a vicious cycle some of us are caught in. It's that repeat, rinse, go again. Soap, repeat, rinse, go again. And we do that. I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm miserable, I can't make it. Of course, it's been programmed into my subconscious. And that was from an age of 2. And they say it goes up to maybe 15 or so. And so I said, well, if I've got all of this, because I was sick all the time. I was broke all the time. I made money, but at the end of it all, there was nothing there. I get healed, but then I get sick again. I used to get flu 4 times a year without fail. 4 times a year without fail. And I was proud of it because I used to brag and say, if flu's going around, I'll be the first one to get it. That's what was in here. How many of you did that? Come on, don't lie. Oh, some of you put your hands up that high. Yeah, be brave. You're in church now. Okay? I'll be the first to get it. And we speak what's in our subconscious. What's in there is the way you live. So as a man thinks in his subconscious, so is he. That's what I'm living. So I can tell what people are thinking in their subconscious, what they've been programmed by the lifestyle. And you can tell it too. Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. Correct? And so I said to myself, so what do I do about this? I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't like being sick. Sick is not nice. Sick costs money and it hurts. And I can't play with my friends. I hear them playing and climbing trees and jumping off cliffs and doing what we did because we didn't have these things. I mean, look at me. I'm surrounded by them. I'm getting nervous. getting nervous. Where's my phone? Keep it away. I mean, my God, I said, one of them put legs on these things and they're coming here saying, Biddy, Biddy, you are in my control. Have you seen how many kids are already in their control? And how many older folks are already in control with the TV? Have you seen? We think we got the controls. We don't. It's got the control. Oh, God, that's another story for another day. I'm treading on feet right now, right? It's okay to watch TV. Just choose what you watch. Choose what you watch. And let me tell you what, you got to choose hard and strong. And the minute you see that trash, switch it off. Show your children. Show them the right thing. Amen. Okay, so moving on. I was sick all the time. And in actual fact, our doctor was like the ninth member of our family. I had my parents and then six kids and our doctor. He was like the ninth family member. He was there every week. And he'd come, my mother used, I'm almost certain she had a room on the side like Elisha for the doctor. She'd feed him. Dr. Black. I'll never forget. And he'd come there. One of us get flu, or one of us get measles, or one of us get smallpox, chickenpox, you name it, mumps, you name it, we got it. His opinion was this. Why don't you expose them all to it so they can all get sick at the same time and they can take care of it one time? That makes perfect good sense. That's logical. That's logical. But how many of you know faith ain't logic? And logic is not faith. And so logically, they did that. It hardly worked. But I mean, one or two of us would get sick. And the doctor was here all the time. So I thought sickness was part of life. Part of growing up. That's just how I was brought up. I was sick. And everyone's got to face it. You've got to be sick. In fact, when I die, how am I going to die if I don't get sick? I didn't know Abraham pulled his feet in, gave up the ghost. I didn't know Jesus gave up the ghost. I didn't know that Joseph just gave up the ghost. I didn't know Moses was 120 when he was put in the ground and he was healthy and he had perfect eyes. I didn't know any of that stuff. I thought everyone gets sick. And then the TV kept telling me, when you get to this age, guess what's going to happen? Don't sneeze. Because it's the truth. And the older you get, the worse it gets. And the more you creak and then you begin to leak. And oh my God, it's over. And when you sneeze, your teeth shoot out and everything happens. We're laughing, but that's what it's telling you. That's what you're listening to on the TV all the time. And they're going to tell you this percentage of women are going to get this and that percentage of men. You better go for a colon cleanse. Are you kidding me? I get cleansed every day of my life. I don't need no help from you. Come on. It's the truth. People hear this stuff and they buy it. And they don't realize that it's been pushing it into our subconscious all the time. And now we're speaking what's in there. And I'm receiving what I'm speaking. So I'm walking around sick because that's what's in there. So I said to the Lord, I said, no, this can't work for me anymore. I got saved. And thank God he got me saved because I didn't have enough brains to get saved. But I was saved through grace and faith, which was not of my own. He gave it to me as a gift. So I got saved. And then my pastor started talking about healing. And he said, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you're healed. And he started reading scripture. I thought, well, if I'm healed, why am I sick? And then one day he said, and this is how he said it. He said in Isaiah 53:5, it says, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you are healed. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, he says, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you were healed. And then he said, if I are healed and I were healed, then I is healed. And it got me. And I said, well, if he said I'm healed, then why am I sick? What am I doing with sickness if he said I'm healed? Did he not say I'm saved? Yes, he said you're saved when you receive him. So I'm walking in salvation. I believe it. I stand in that. You can't take it away from me. Why can't I do the same with healing? So I started to study the scriptures. And it took me 3 years of just putting scripture in by the stripes. And God said this to me. He said, I want you to do this. He says, and I perceive this in my spirit. I want you to do this. Every time you hear someone say I'm sick, you say by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. Every time. Now, I worked for a company called De Beers Industrial Diamonds. It was Anglo-American in South Africa, the biggest diamond company in the world. And I was a chief buyer, and we had like 700 people on site, and I was buying for everybody. So I would see hundreds and hundreds of people every day. And wouldn't you know it, especially in winter, I'm sick. I got the flu. Something's coming on me. I got this. I got that. And I'm just saying, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm walking upon up. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I'm healed. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And I just said it so much that after 3 years, I said, hey, I haven't been sick. I have not been sick. That was like 27 years ago. Hello. Yeah. At least 27 years ago. And I don't get sick. And I haven't been sick. And I'm not going to get sick. Wow, you're such a, you're tempting faith. No, I'm not tempting faith. I'm taking the word of God at what it says. And so I kept putting that word of healing into my spirit all the time, every day. And he made me do it. God knows. Abraham walked around saying, I'm the father of nations. Hi there. I'm the father of nations. Who are you? I'm Meshach. I'm the father of nations. I'm Abednego. I'm the father of nations. I'm Haimi. I'm the father of many nations. I want to know how you're doing. Good to meet you. I'm the father of nations. And he said it. And then a year before the child was born, Jesus appeared. Well, Melchizedek came, and they said, this time next year, she will be a child. Next year. And he said, called Abraham out, said, look at the stars, look at the sand. What do you see? He said, a multitude. He said, that's how your seed's going to be. And he changed his name from Abram, which meant father, from Abram to Abraham, which meant father of nations. And he changed her name from Sarah, Sarah to Sarai, which means mother of nations. And from the moment they said that, it took him 1 year to give birth, for her to give birth to the promised child. She was 90 years old. He was 100 years of age. 1 year calling things that are not, as though they were, the way God said to do it. And he had the promised child. So I realized God got me to do that. He didn't tell me to change my name or anything. He just said every time you hear someone sick. So now I thought, okay, that's great, Lord. If it works for physical ailments, how about for financial blessings? He said, my word's the same. The words are saying, so I stopped saying I'm broke. Because I grew up. Come on. How many of you grew up? Money doesn't grow on trees. Any of you heard that saying? Well, the news is it does. Just so you know. Our parents thought they were so smart saying money doesn't grow on trees. Well, it does grow on trees, Dad. They make paper out of trees and bark. So what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're saying. I mean, it's like the blind leading the blind. What did God say? You're both falling into a ditch. And they'd say, we can't afford it. We're not going to make it. How are we going to afford it? What's going to happen? And I grew up with that. And you know, I was a business person in South Africa. I left the Beers Industrial Diamonds and I started businesses at a car dealership. Everyone starts off with a car dealership. Honest Jerry's. It was, I had a video business, which was new in South Africa. I had two steakhouses. I had a coffee shop. I was doing great, but I never had money. I was doing great. I never had money. I had three patents. Three of them. And I sent one of those patents with one of my guys working for me to America from South Africa to meet with Bert McKinney, who was the CEO of Coca-Cola in Georgia. That's where head office is. And he went in and he presented this. And when he presented it to them, they said, we'll give you $2,000 for it. If we use it, you'll get X amount. No, we'll give you $2,000 for the patent. And we will keep it. And if we use it, great, you'll make money. If you don't use it, you won't get money. And we thought, no, that's crazy. Who says they're going to use it? Because they still needed some extra things added to it. We don't have the technology we had then. So we canned it. And every time I got to the verge of becoming extremely wealthy, I sabotaged myself. How? By my subconscious, what was in there. Your subconscious doesn't know good from bad. It doesn't know right from wrong. All it knows is what you've put in there. And if it's in there, it believes you want that. Listen to what I said. If it's in your subconscious, it believes that's what you want and that's what it's going to get. So if you keep saying, I'm sick, and you've got that in there and you're speaking that out of your mouth and it's that cycle going, it thinks you want sickness and it goes to get sickness. It thinks you want to be broke because money doesn't grow on trees. I can't afford it. I haven't got the education, so it goes to find broke. And you sabotage your own life at the pinnacle moment.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, junior college, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational